Moving on, Samar Beis, Amud Beis, and we're on the fourth line up from the bottom. Tanya. Acherim omrim, dim mulim la'arelim kasher, arelim lemulim pasur. So if, is it in Mishnah, it says that as long as we have some mulim, then it's kosher. It's only if it's kulay la'arelim, and we learned that out from kolorel or zos. But in the Braita it says that if the first thing that you said was mulim, so then it's kosher. But if the first thing that you said was arelim, then it's possible. So why is that? Maishna mulim la'arelim de kasher de kula orla be'inan v'leka. I mean, we said that the reason that something is kosher if you have mulim despite the fact that you said arelim is because the Torah only passes a case where the entirety of the chabura are arelim. But then that would be the same case of arelim lemulim na kula orla be'inan v'leka. You still need to have a situation in which all of them are arelim. What's the nafkamina? What you said first? I mean, surely this is not a question of tvos lashon rishon or tvos lashon acharon, is it? Because, I mean, there's no rishon and acharon. There's some mulim and some arelim. If you only had one thing, then you have a question of which one you take first. But there's no contradiction in saying lemulim, them, and arelim, them, or vice versa. Well, what could it possibly have to do? And this, of course, is what it immediately suggests, is that it's got to be related to Tvos Lashon Rishon. But how could we conceive of a case in which Tvos Lashon Rishon is a significant issue? In a case we have many different elements, each one on its own. Over here, each person is either a mole or an oral. So, Lema kasavri acherim, ina l'shkita ela besov, uchidarova, the omarova adayin I machloket. Here is the fascinating point. A similar issue comes up where you have a separate kavanah on separate kizaitim. So in other words, let's say that a person was shechting to have a kizayit at the time of shechita, kizayit to be eaten chutz l'zmanah and a kizayit to be eaten correctly. Now that's exactly the same case, separate units, kizaitim. Here we have separate people, arelim or mulim. Interestingly enough, there's a question as to whether in a case where you can talk about partially this or partially that, would Rabbi Meir in that case also say Tvos Lashon Rishon? Is there a way that we could have such a case? And it's interesting that it turns out, according to Rava, that since you hold, according to Rava, Eina L'Shchita Ela L'Besof, so the instant that defines the Shchita is only the last moment of the Shchita. And we don't say, but as you're shechting, you're affecting this kizayit and that kizayit, so you can have a kapana for this kizayit and that kizayit. Because at the last moment that you do the shechita, that's the only moment that's koveya. And therefore, he holds, ein l'shechita ela l'besof, in which case the acherim over here would be Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is called acherim. At the moment that the shechita is completed, you're unable to say two things at once. That's an instant. So therefore, because of that, if you said first mulim, then that's the thing that's chal at the moment that you complete the shechita. If you said arelim, then that would be the thing that's chal. It's a little bit of a kvetchy chat, but is that what we're going to say? The Omar Rava Adayini Machloket, there's even a Machloket in a case where we talk about Chatzaim, where it will only be chal at one moment. Hilkachitim mulim la'arelim. So then the only thing that's chal is the mulim, because you didn't say the arelim at a point where you could address it separately, you see? If you have time, a shkita is a 10-second thing, let's say, from beginning to end. So I can say, okay, this shkita is for kizayis a lemulim, now you continue to shech, and it's also for arelim, or vice versa. Fine. Then, I mean, how could we say that he's making two different statements, both of which are being done with the shkita, and then the shkita is indeed partially chutz l'zmano, partially chutz l'mekomo, partially kosher, according to the case of Rabbi Meir, or, in our case, or some of it's for mulim, and some of it's for arelim. But if there is no separation, there's only an instant, so then it's either this or that. This is what Rava said, that even there Rabbi Meir would say, whatever you say, at that point is what's chal. You can't redefine it later by something else, because then you're redefining. The only thing that Rabbi Meir, we were thinking, would agree with, is if it's not a redefinition. You're saying half of this and half of that. So then that's not redefining, but there's no way to do that here. Omar Rava says, Rava, no. There's no, I mean, that's very, very touchy to have to force this into that. We could easily say here that Leolam Kasavri Acherim Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila V'Adzov. There's plenty of time for you to get in a statement in which both parts make sense, and that's not the issue. If both parts make sense, indeed there's no problem of the question of Tvos Lashon Rishon or Tvos Lashon Acharon. The question over here is something entirely different. Talk about my askinon. Kegon shegamar belibo letarvai. Bein lemulim, bein learim. The case over here is that the man indeed had an intention to say both, which is fine. You could say both, and there'd be no problem, because there's no contradiction in that it should be for both. However, he begins speaking, and he says, this shechita is la'areli, v'lo hispik lomar lemulin ad shenigmar shechita ba'areli. The question is, in a case where his intent would have worked out perfectly well, and he's sort of a schleppy guy, by the time he gets out the word la'areli, the sheikh gets a lot quicker than he is. It's all over. He says, but I didn't intend to say la'areli. What are you guys doing to me? I'm just speaking slowly. So in that case, what's our problem? Not the question of Tvos Lashon Rishon. The question is whether Piva Libo Shavi. Man intended to say X. In terms of what came out that had any significance to us, he said Y. He says, but I didn't intend to say Y. So therefore, what we're really talking about is an intent considered to be something that is a contradiction where we know the intent. And here we know the intent because he says the statement is just too late. It's not similar to Dvarim Shebelevin on Dvarim. We see what he was trying to say. All that we have over here is a mismatch in terms of the halakhic recognition of the significance of what he said. Because by the time he finished the statement, it wasn't Nogea the Shkita anymore. So all that was Nogea the Shkita was the word La'arel. The guy's claiming, but I meant Lamulin. So here, I mean, this is the issue. Ubahakli, Rabbi Meir Sabar lo be'inat bivili boshavi. Rabbi Meir says that doesn't matter to us. What matters to us is the element of the statement that was said that affected the halacha, and we do not require there to be a consonance between his intent and between what he said. Did he intend to say Arelim? Yes, definitely. He just intended to say Arelim, and well, that's fine, so what can we do? Rabban and Savri bin Abiva Libo Shavim. Now, wait a minute, but that's not true. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that lo bein Abiva Libo Shavim, because Savra Rabbi Meir lo bein Abiva Libo Shavim. V'raminu, ha-mitzkaven lomar truma, v'yamar ma'aser. Ma'aser v'yamar truma. Or he meant to say, I'm making a neder that I will not go into that house. And he mentioned the wrong address. He said the other house, v'yamar l'zeh. Or he said, I make a neder that I'm not going to have any hana from George, while intending to say Joe. Lo amar klum, achiyehe pivilo vilibo shabim. This is stuff I said by Rabbi Meir. Elamar Abaye, let's change this. There's another approach, but the issue has nothing to do with Pivili Boshavim either. What happened over here is this. In the Reisha, in both cases, we have a question of something new that we haven't discussed for a while, which is Mefaglin B'chatzim Matzir. Remember that there are two Simonim Teshchit. So you can have a Kavona in one Simon, which is different from the Kavona in the other Simon. However, each siman of the shlita, being as it's not sufficient to be matir the animal, is a chatzim matir. The shlita is a matir. In order to have pigel, the kavana has to be at the time that you're doing the matir, the dam or the shlita. So now, taking that in consideration, what happened is this: Reisha diomar siman rishon lemuni, the siman sheni afa al relius. The guy is continuing to talk. Does the first part of the shlita? He says this shlita is for mulim. And then as he continues to the second shkita, he says, and for Arel. He says, and for Arel, and it means for the Simon Sheni, Nami Peticha Beimulim. When he's doing the second Simon of the shkita, he's also doing it for Mulim, right? Because he said, and. But if he says it the other way around, he says, Siman Rishon La'arelim. Oh, now, there was no mention of and when it came to the Arelim, in this case, obviously, because he began the statement with Arelim, right? Then he says, and Limulim, while he's doing the Simon Sheni. So now it turns out that the Simon Rishon is entirely La'arelim. And this is why it makes a difference which comes first. Because we said the word and. So and is an extension of your original statement. So if you said Mulim first, then you never said anything was completely La'arelim. Because when you went ahead and said and La'arelim, you meant Mulim and La'arelim. But when you said Arelim while you were shechting the Simon Rishon, you only said Arelim. When you get to the Simon Sheni and you say and Mulim, you already have a Chatzi Matir that is Kulo La'arelim. If you hold that the Faglin the Chatzi Matir, you're dead. Because you just killed the carp. Because even though you were finishing up at the Simon Sheni, the Mulim doesn't help you any longer if you hold the Faglin the Chatzi Matir. So therefore, Say for the Omer Simen Rishon, La'arelem Simen Sheni, La'mulim de B'simen Rishon, Lo Batikha Be'muli. This is Rabbi Meir Latayne, the Omer Mefagla Mechatzim Latim. Rabbi Meir's Shita is nothing to do with Korban Pesach. Stop. When you're doing Pigul, you have a Kavanah now to have Achila Chutz L'zmanah. And you have this Kavanah only in one Simen of the Shita. There are those who hold that's not Pigul. Because you can't be mafagel with a half of a matir, you have to be mafagel with the entire matir. Rabbanu Tamayo Demarim ain't mafagel b'chatzi matir. Therefore, translating that idea into a psul, of course, which is not pigo, we're borrowing the term over here, but translating it into a psul of arelim and mulim, since one of the simonim is entirely la'arelim, if you hold mafagel b'chatzi matir when it comes to pigo, then you would hold pesulin b'chatzi matir when it comes to pesach. And over here, you're parceling by using one simon entirely for arelim. Masha'emkin, according to the Acherim, if you would have reversed it, and you would have done the simon sheni la'arelim, since the simon sheni has an and attached to it, so it takes the mulim into the arelim. But then it becomes miktas mulim, miktas arelim, and that's kosher. Now this is a very straightforward approach. A fascinating interrelationship of two sugyas. Chatzi matir, in which mulim or arelim are interrelated, and the structure of the sentence now becomes definitive. Did you add mulim to arelim, or did you add arelim to mulim? We're now beginning a completely new circuit. The Torah says, Lot kishkat, don't be, now the Pasha says, Zivchi is the Korban Pesach alone. Al hachametz. It says the zevach chag haPesach is a combination of lo yalim and lo tishkat. The pashtus it's only referring to the korban Pesach. However, we will see that we add other inyanim to it. The pashtus it's only referring to shchita, but we'll see that we add other inyanim to which mice it's referring to. And it isn't lo tishkat al hachametz. What does al hachametz mean? Isn't clear. You mean you're standing on top of the chametz? Is it next to you, the chametz? Does it belong to you, to the sheikhet? Does it belong to one of the members of the chabura? Does chametz exist somewhere in the world, and the Torah is saying, don't check? Very, very unclear pasuk. And the Mishnah, the Gemara that follows, is going to make some sense out of los yishkat ala chametz dam zitki. So ha-shochet et ha-petach ala chametz, over belo ta'aseh. We'll come to explain what that means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, thank you, but I have to go for a blood test. So sorry, I should have called. Please take some. It's sugar. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Av HaTamid. The carbon tamid, also, Bein Harbaim, is included in the Isser of Lo Tishkat Al Chametz. We'll see in the Gemara how he derives that from a pasuk. Erev Pesach. Although possibly during Pesach too, as we'll see. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now remember that Rabbi Shimon Shita always is, but okay, all did him, that a Shita she'ina ru'uya lav shma Shita. If for some reason this Shita is not going to be matir, even when we're talking about Chulin, there's something wrong with it. It's not an act of Shita b'chlal. It's not that it's a not valid act of Shita. It's a non-act of Shita. In which case, you would not be over on Lo Tizbat, which means Shita, if the Shita wasn't a kosher Shita. So therefore, because you didn't do the Shita, therefore Rabbi Shimon says, if you shechted a Pesach be'arba'asar as a Pesach during its time, then you'd be chayav. But if you shechted it as a shlamim, since a Pesach shelo lishmo during its time is pasul, then there's no shlita, it would be potter. But shar kol hazvachim, as we'll see, we have a limud according to Rabbi Shimon, that you're chayav on all korbanes during the moed, you'd be chayav on shlita if there's chametz in your rishonis. So shar kol hazvachim, which do not become pasul, l'shelo lishmo, if you're talking about Erev Pesach, then Bein Lishman, Bein Lishman, Bein Shalom Lishman, even though the Shechita is a kosher Shechita, you would be potter. But if you shecht during the Mayed, during Pesach itself, you would shecht a Korban Lishmo, take first the Korban Pesach, a Pesach Lishmo during the Mayed, so there, it l'chora would be something else. B'moed l'shmo patur, but shelo l'shmo chayav. So if you shechted the Pesach l'shmo at a time that it would be kosher as a korban Pesach, you would be chayav. But shalo lishmo, you would be potter. We'll see, b'moed, if you checked it lishmo, then you should be potter because it's shalo bizmano, it's a shkita shen ruya. But if you checked it shalo lishmo, then it would be kosher as a lishmo would be potter, but as a shalo lishmo, you would be chayiv because it became a kosher korban shlomim. As we said, whenever you check the korban Pesach outside of the correct time for Pesach, it becomes kosher shalo lishmo, in which case at that time it becomes a shchita ruya, and therefore you would be chayiv. But shar kol hazvachim, all other zvachim, would be bein lishman bein shalo lishman, are kosher. The only korban that you pass or shalo lishmo would be a korban chatas, and therefore chutz min achatas, a chatas would be pasul shalo lishmo, and therefore the shkita would be an eruya. But any other korban lishmo or shalo lishmo would be kosher. Therefore, you'd be having a shkita ruya. The question of whether it's eil or l'shem ba'alim is irrelevant to the shkita. And being as we'll see that Rabbi Shimon holds your chayav on all zvachim during yontif, the only thing that you would pasul shalo lishmo would be a chatas. Because a Pesach, it would be Makshir Shalom Bishmah, since it's a Pesach Shalom Bizmano. Therefore, it would be a Shkita Haru'uya. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, La'olam, when we say Al HaChametz, we never explained it, says Reb Shimon ben Lakish, look, you're not going to become Chayev on Lo Sishkad unless the one who's doing the Shaykhet, the Shkita, owns Chametz, or the one who's doing the Zarika, because we see, we're going to see that there's a comparison of Dam Zivakecha Yishafech is compared to Shkita. So it's compared to the Zvika. So if the Zorek has Chometz, even though he has nothing to do with this carbon personally, he's a Kohen. Or the Shofet, maybe a Kohen. Maybe. And he has nothing to do with this carbon, but he has Chometz. He would be fine. Or, for that matter, the one who did the act of Shkita, the one who did the act of Zvika, would be Chayev. For that matter, Ola Echa Bimnei Chabura, the one of the Balei Chabura who own the Chometz, and the Shofet checks, or the Zorek is Zorek, then the Zorek or the Shofet will be Chayev. Not the owner of the Chometz. This is according to Tosfos.
I'm sorry, what's the Bnei Chabura? Do you know this? They have the Shayabut to the real part of the Pesach, so they're Machshava.
Nothing to do with Machshava. Al HaKametz, that's the definition of Al HaKametz.
So even Bnei Chabura are not necessarily the owner?
The Bnei Chabura are the owner. There's no two words.
So
if anyone who's involved in this Korban Pesach owns Chometz, then the Shochet is being Shochet al HaChometz. But for that matter, if the Shochet himself owns Chometz, he's being Shochet al HaChometz, even if he isn't part of the Chabur. Furthermore, says Rish Lakish, it's only if that Chometz, when we say al HaChometz, it's only if that Chometz is with him. It has to be al HaChometz, it has to be with him in the Azara. So the guy's holding his sandwich while he's doing the shkita. Boy, this guy's got strange ideas. So, Achei Mo Ba'azara. We'll see. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afa Pisha Eini Mo Ba'azara. It does not have to be with him. Now, what is the machlok? Is Mamai Kamiflagay? He Lema Ba'al B'Samuch Kamiflagay. Are they arguing in the definition of the word al? Whether al means physically close, or al represents a conceptual like al. And maybe that's the machlokus, that Reb Shimon ben Lakish holds, al means next to, physically. In which case, if it's not next to you in the Azor, so the definition of next to would be in the same enclosed space.
The Chometz. With the show that the second person is, that I was making sure he had to be there, not him, with his Chometz. The name from the world, whoever else it is, the al.
Right, the Chometz would have al HaKametz, the Zevach has to be al HaSishchat al HaKametz Dam Zivchi. So the Chometz would have to be there at the time of the Shkita. And there, I mean, we'll see that we're not going to stick with this explanation, so don't get too caught up with it. So Reish Lakish holds that it would have to be next to, and Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar lo bein, and Al B'Samuch, that can't be the Machlokas. Because Aiflagu Bochad Azimna, that Machlokas in a different context, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan already had, and therefore the question over here has to involve some other issue. Because we know the Tzad, Ashochet Todah Lifnim, the Lachma Chutz Lachoma Lo Kidesh Alechem. Normally, if something goes wrong with the carbon Todah, you can simply be Poda the Lechem and it goes into chulin. But this is only if it wasn't kadosh kedusha taguf. Something that's kadosh kedusha taguf can no longer go out lechulin unless as a mum, of course. The lechem, why would the lechem be possible? So therefore, it makes a tremendous difference for us to determine whether the lechem that was shechted with this carbon became kadosh or not. Since the mokker of that halacha is al zevach hatodah, it says that the chalot have to be al zevach hatodah. So when one goes to do this vichat hatodah, the shkitat hatodah, the lechem now becomes kadosh kedushas haguf, but only if it's al. What is the definition of that al? And there we in fact have a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about whether al means physically next to. So over there, it says that in the Mishnah, that if you shochet the Torah lifnim, so it's inside of the choma, the lachma chutz lachoma, lo kidei...
Take out the vav.
What?
It's not lachoma, it's lachma. The first one on the word.
It's not what?
I have lamed ches vav mem hei.
What? No, you don't. No, you don't have it.
Please.
Yeah. No, I do.
You have a shochet toda lifnim v'lachoma?
Yeah, I have lachma.
Okay.
Lachma chutz
lachoma. Lachma chutz lachoma. The lechem of the toda is outside of the koma, and the toda is inside the koma. I try. Okay. Lo kidei shalechem. So because the lechem is not in the same place as the Toda is,
it's not out.
But now the question and the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is, are we talking about which Choma? When we say Chutz L'Choma, Rabbi Yochanan says the Chutz L'Choma over here means Chutz L'Chomat Beit Pagi, meaning it's outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, since you can't eat Kachin Kalan outside of Yerushalayim, obviously you can't be Mekadesh the Lechem, because the Lechem is in a place where it's not Roy Lachila Bechal, which would just be Nifsal B'Yitzeh if it was there. In which case, the problem over here isn't Al, the problem is that it's not in a Mokum that Shaykh to make, give it to Kedusha of Achilas Kachin Kalan. So therefore, the only problem is that issue. But Al doesn't mean it has to be next to it. Chutz L'Chomata Azara, let's say it would be outside of the Azara, but it would be in Yerushalayim. It's Kodesh. I don't need it to be Al B'Samuch. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Lakish says, no, Al means right next to. And therefore, even if it would be outside of the Chomata Azara, it wouldn't be Kodesh. Not because it's in a place where it's possible for Achila, but because it's in a place where it's not next to the Shkitas Azara. So Alma B'Inan Al B'Samuch. Therefore, the Machlokes, and when it came to the Lechem HaTorah, that was entirely in terms of what the meaning of Al is. It's absurd for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish to have precisely the same machlokas here. And therefore, when they're talking about next to, it has to be defined differently. Here it has to be defined in terms of whether it is visible. That's the point. And what are we arguing on? We're arguing about Hatra'at Safek. So the question over here is, I can't give the guy Malchus until I know that he has been forewarned that he's going to be over. So if I see the chometz next to him, I say, what are you, crazy? You're holding a sandwich. You go ahead and get your carbon shechta down. You're going to be chayav and lo tishchad al chometz b'am zimchi. But if I don't see the sandwich, the guy's going to look at me, what chometz? So there will be no hasra. And therefore, you cannot say he's chayav because there's no chi of malchus without a hasra. So maybe that's the machlokas of Yubasra Safek. No, that's not going to help you because Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish already argued about that too. There's not much left they haven't argued about. So the Hadrat Safek is also a machloket in another context. V'yitmar. Shvu'asha ochal kikar zo hayom v'yabar hayom v'lo akla. Suppose a guy makes a shvua that he is going to eat and he doesn't eat. Was he over on Shvuat Sheker? Does he get Malkut? So both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree definitely doesn't get Malkus. The question is why? Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't get Malkus because it's a lav shein bo maaseh. How can you be mechayev somebody for not eating? That's passive. The chiyav of Malkus is only when you do something active. Although I don't know, even when I don't eat, I apparently eat, judging by my weight. But anyway, it seems to be nonetheless passive. And El Kolav Shembomai Zayn Lokanala. Avo Hatra'at Safek Shema Hatra'at. The fact that there's no way that you can tell a person a real Hatra'at on this thing is, what are you going to tell him? You know, you better eat that. Yes, indeed. So, and if you come to the last instant of the day, so then He said, gee, I wish you would have told me earlier. If you tell him earlier, and he says, of course. So, at what point will you give him a hatra'a where he's holding something over on something? Memelet's hatra'at safek. So the reason, says Rabbi Yochanan, he's not loka, is only because it's a lav she'in bo ma'ase. This is not a problem that you can't isolate clearly a moment of hatra'a that the guy's going to do something wrong. Whereas Rosh Lakish says, I agree with you that he doesn't get malchus, but the reason he doesn't get malchus is because it's hatra'at safek, and hatra'at safek lav shema hatra'a. But this type of lav she'in bo ma'ase, you would get malchus on it. So now that can't be the machlokas here either. So now what are they arguing in here that they haven't already argued on? Says the Gemara, Ami. Let us go back to the original explanation. Vitzrifa. The I ifligula in your chomets. Have a mean about who to call my Rabbi Yochanan, the lobe in an alba samuch, mishum the isuru. Vecholhecha the ite ite. Look. There is a major difference of context, is there not, between the two owls? I could easily have said that the machlokas in one does not apply to the other. If you're talking about the context of Isser, you're saying, lo tishkat ala chametz. Nobody thinks that that means you're standing in a pile of breadcrumbs and you're shekht to your carbon pest. So what does it mean? It means that while there's the Isser of chametz and you're being over on that, fine, if that's the case, so then it's a conceptual thing. So that's perhaps why Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't understand why would it need to be next year? It's a conceptual problem. But when it comes to the question of the carbon teda, being Mekadesh the Lechem, so over there I could think it. That's not a conceptual issue. We often find when it comes to Kedusha that it's the space. That's Mekadesh, right? Because let's say you want to put something in something to be Kodesh with a Klisharis. But inside the Klisharis, it's the airspace that's going to be Mekadesh. Or according to Tosfos, if you want to use the Klisharis has to be in the Azorah. Why does that have to be in the Azorah? The space is definitive. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would say, look, where the space is definitive, I agree, it would have to be in the Azorah. And I'd say the other way around too. Let's see this inside. If we're going in chametz, I would have said, of course, chametz is conceptual. So be'ahu the kamer Rabbi Yochanan, that would be an alba samach, because we're talking about the Yisr chametz. Wherever the chametz is, you're being over the Yisr chametz. What's not to mean if it's next to you, not next to you? Avle'inin mekadesh lechem. Well, you want to say you need to check the carbon to make the lechem holy. In achinami, lechem would not be kadesh ala bifnim. Maybe it's made it to Shimon ben Lakish. There you need alba samach. If it's ihita gavoy, if it's inside the Azor, then it's kadesh. Elov, it's not in the Azor, it's low Kaddish. We find the same halacha by a Kli Sharis. Just like by a Kli Sharis. Again, Tosfos explains, the Kli Sharis needs to be in the Azor in order to make it Kaddish. Why is that? Because the function of space. A year or two, maybe it needs to be in the Azor together with it in order to become Kaddish. Therefore, Tzricha, I need to know that Rabbi Yochanan argues, even when it comes to the din of the carbon tamid, and he says, Al does not mean right up next to. And on the other hand, let's say I would have heard the machlokis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in the sugya of being Makadish the Lechem. So Hav Amina, oh, of course, over there Rish Lakish holds that it means literally Al B'samuch, because he eat the Gavoy Kodesh, he lo Kodesh, just like you find by the Klisharis. Aval Inyan Chometz, Chometz is an Isser, which is a concept. Over there he's Moded to Rabbi Yochanan, the lo Bayinan Al B'samuch, because it's an Isser. Kol Echad Yite Yite, wherever the Isser is, you're going to be over on it. Therefore, tzricha that both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish maintain the din of al kishitatam, regardless of the context. And now it makes perfectly good sense. Boimnei Reboshim Rebavim. How about if the Shochet himself does not have chametz, and one of the Bnei Chabura does have chametz? What about then? Omar Lei, it doesn't say lo tishchat al chemtzecha. It says lo tishchat al chametz. Lotishchat al chametz means any chametz. Oh, any chametz. So in other words, if somebody has chametz in China, so then I'm shechting the carbon pesach on any chametz. So yachafil echad b'sofa olam nami. Oh, Marley, you're right, except for the fact that the Torah puts together two dinim. Lotishchat al chametz dam zivchi v'lo yalin laboke zevach hagapasa. So that means the two are interrelated. Hanach the kaimi alei mishum lo yalin. Where is there an Isra of Lo Tishchat? Only Benogeya, the chometz of those who will be over on Lo Yalin Laboker. Those are only the people who are shaykh to the Akhila, and they could leave it over. Amar Rav Papa, but if that's the case, a Kohen who is not a member of the Chabura, but who's being mocked here, the Chalev of the Korban Pesach, is also going to be over on a Lo Tasa. Because, oh, the Yeshno Bichlal Halanate Muri, he, after all, is over on Lo Talin, albeit not on the meat, but he's over on Lo Talin on the Chelev. That's also Lo Talin. The Kohen, you have to make sure that it's brought up before the morning. So if he doesn't bring it up, then if there's chometz at that point, or he has chometz, and he also is included in this issue of the Korban Pesach al hachametz. Tanya kavasit Rav Papa, and indeed there's a brayta that supports Rav Papa's very surprising conclusion that lo yalin laboker can redefine the lo sishchat, and that the haktorah is also included. Here it says beferush in the brayta, hashochet et haPesach al hachametz over b'lo ta'aseh. Eimatai, when would you be over? Bizman shehu lashochet o lazorek o lechad mibnei chabura. If chometz doesn't belong to one of those people, it's no problem. But echad hashochet ve'echad hazorek ve'echad hamaktir. So in other words, there is in fact an issur of owning chometz b'shat haktarat ha'imurim. Where do we get that from? Only from the lo yalin. So in other words, the maktir is also chay. Aval hamoleket ha'of bi'arba'asa. Suppose you hold of the shita that says that the other karbanas are also included. So let's say the tamid shabin arba'im might be included. That was the man yomer amishu reb yomer afa tamid. Suppose now you shech something else bein arba'im ala chamed. But there is nothing else you can shech bein arba'im ala chamed. You have to shech everything on the tamid shal shachar. Ah, but there was one case where you could. And that was a Mechusar Kippurim. A Mechusar Kippurim was bringing, and most Mechusar Kippurim bring birds. So Mechusar Kippurim, even a Mitzorah, where normally it's only Mitzorah honey, but Lamaisa, we said before, that was the question. Maybe we're only talking about birds, because only the dam is put on this bear. But in any event, I can bring a bird that's a Mechusar Kippurim for someone who came late. He needs to eat his carpet, he's got to bring this bird. Am I chayav on the malika of a bird to call it the equivalent of lo tishchat on bein ha'arba'im erev Pesach? Says the brayta, malika ta'ov, eino over below kulum. No way, malika would not be included. But in any event, we are supporting here the sheet of Rav Papa, who says that a maktir, a sachelev, is also considered to be the equivalent of lo tishchat ala chametz. Asks the Gemara, but there's another brayta that seems to contradict all of this. Ramini, ha'shochet et ha'pesach ala chametz over below ta'aseh. Rav Yehuda Omer Af HaTamid. They said to Rav Yehuda, where do you get that from? Lo Amru El Pesach Bilvad. When are you over? Ematai Bizman Sheyesh La Shochet O La Zorek O Lechad Bnei Chabura. Suppose somebody owns chometz in China, Ein Zakuklo. That's none of your business. V'Echad HaShochet V'Echad HaZorek. Whoops. V'Echad HaMolek. Oh my gosh. So now it's saying you could be Chayav HaMolika. V'echad ha-mazeh, who would be chayav on the hazor of the dam of the katatov, chayav. Avah ha-komeitz et ha-mincha, if you're bringing the mincha of a korban, then you wouldn't be chayav al ha-komeitz. Then eino over below tasa, and ha-maktir et ha-emurim, eino over below tasa. What's more, a maktir is not over. So here we're contradicting the brayta that we said before. There we said that you would be over on the maktir, but we're also contradicting what we said before about malika. So we have two elements that are contradictory here. Kasha malika malika, kasha haktara a haktara. Now wait a minute. And this brayta makes sense to you? If I hadn't brought you the other brayta, you would have read this brayta and you would have smiled. No way. You started off by saying, you're only chayev on a carbon pesach. And then you say, and you'd be chayav whether you do shechita, whether you do the zrika, whether you do the malika. I mean, I'd like to see a guy do malika on a korban pesach, and he's maza. I mean, that I'd like to see. So what's the thing itself doesn't make any sense. I mean, obviously you're missing something here. Ella, the truth is, Abba, Rabbi Shimon. Both of these brightas are going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds your only chayav on other korbanos during pesach. Not like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds it to a bichayev arba'asa bein arba'im. And therefore, malika malika lo kasha, can be arba'asa, can be kol shamayim. Rabbi Shimon Shita is, you're not chayev on other karbonis beside a karbon pesach, unless it's during the moed. And therefore, we have no problem malika. And both are going according to Rabbi Shimon. Haktora, Haktora, Nami Lokasha. To say that we've got a problem of Haktora, it happens to be that there's a machlokes tanoim. Ega de makish Haktora v'shchita, v'kaman de lo makish. The question is whether lo talin is considered to be a hekish kamos tishchat, well, is a machlokes tanoim. And therefore, these are both going, both by the Amram are consistent with Rabbi Shimon. The only thing that they're arguing about is whether you hold of the hekish shchita to Haktora. Tanya Akher Mormim Hikdim Mulim La Arelim Kasher Arelim Mulim Pasul Maishna Mulim La Arelim De Kasher De Kula Orla Beinan Veleka Arelim Mulim Nami Kula Orla Beinan Veleka. And we're certainly able to have without any contradiction some Mulim and some Arelim, and therefore it's irrelevant to the question of whether Tvos Lashon Rishon or Tvos Lashon Acharon. It seems absolutely crazy. What difference does it matter how you say it? Unless, maybe, Leba Kasavri Akherim, Eina L'shkita El B'Nesov, like Rava, who said, B'Nogei the Machlokis, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Yomba Rava, Adayini Machlokis, in a case where somebody shechted, with kavonis for different parts of the shkita, but since Eina L'shkita El B'Nesov, only one thing is called at the moment of the shkita. Hilkapiti Mulim La Reilim, then the first thing is chal. The mulim is chal. The arelim is lo chal. If the arelim is the mulim, the arelim is chal. The mulim is not chal. But that means that we're going to have to accept Rava's approach in the acherim. Omar Rava lo. Liyolam kasavri acherim yesh l'shkita mitchila v'yatzot. V'yachlam ayas kinan. Kegon shegomar b'libo l'tarvay. Bein l'mulim bein l'arelim. And he would have been able to say that. But he spoke slowly. Hotzi b'piv la'arelim. Lo yispik lomar la'mulim ad shenigmar ha'shkita ba'arelim. U'bahapligi. Rabbi Meir sabar lo b'inan piv v'libo shavim. Rabbanan sabri b'inan piv v'libo shavim. Is that true though? Kasavar Rabbi Meir lo b'inan piv v'libo shavim. V'raminu amitkavim omar truma. V'amar ma'aser. V'itkavim omar ma'aser v'amar truma. Or he was mitkavim to say any nichnas Labayat Zen, he said Lazet. Or any Nanela Zen, he mentioned the name of the wrong guy. Vyoma Lazet. In all of these cases, lo amaklum, ad shepivali boshavim. Elam rabaye reisha di omar, simen risha lamulim, v'simen sheni af la reil. So in simen sheni, you have mulim too. But in the seifa, he said, simen risha la reilim, without any mention of mulim. The simen sheni, he said lamulim. In which case, Besimen Rishon was entirely for Arelim, and Aloptiche be Mulim. This is Rabbi Meir Lushitato, who holds Mefaglim Bechatzi Matir. Since you have one Matir, which is La Arelim, poof, there goes your Korban Pesach. Whereas the Rabbanu Latam Ayo de Amri, Ein Mefaglim Bechatzi Matir. So therefore, despite the fact that one Simen is entirely La Arelim, who cares about one Simen? Was the Shechita entirely La Arelim? No. Then it's fine, according to the Chacham. Hashochet et haPesach al haChomei, it's over below Taser. Rabbi Yehuda says, even the Korban Tamid, Erev Pesach ben Arbaim, is also lo tishkat al haChomei. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. The Pesach, and only the Pesach, is what's Nogea Erev Pesach. And that's the Pesach b'Arba Asah, but it has to be a Shechita Ru'uya. So therefore, if you shechted it with Shmo, you would be chayav, but if you shechted shalol lishmo, since it's not a shkita ruya because the carbon is basal, you weren't shechted ala chometz tam zifti, and therefore would be potter. Shar kol hazvachim at that time are always potter. Bein lishman, bein shalol lishman are always potter. But during the moed, the shmo of the carbon pesach would be potter because a pesach shalol bismano, including the moed, is not a kosher carbon if it's shechted l'shmo. Therefore, the shechita shenuuya. Therefore, it's butter. But if you shechted shalol l'shmo, it's chayim. Shar kol hazvachim, since they're kosher, bein l'shman ben shalol l'shman, it's a shechita ruya and you're chayim. The only case where that's not true is a chatas sheshechted shalol l'shmo is indeed possible any time of the year. Memel, it's not a shechita ruya, and therefore there'd be no problem of shechita ala chametz. Omer Shibim ben Lakish Liyolam in a five achay a chometz to the Rishus of the Shochet or the Zorek or one of the Bnei Chabura, And not only that, it has to be with them right back, bang there, in the Azara. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Afim sheni mo ba'azara. But my can be forget. Anyway, but be al besamuch can be forget. Rabbi Shimon Melok Yisava, al besamuch. Rabbi Yochanan Yisava, lo bein in al besamuch. If you look at the Zimna, it's an old machlokes. The Tanana Shokhe Toda Lifnim. V'lachma chutz lachoma lo kidesh alechem. So what do you mean, chutz lachoma? Says Rabbi Yochanan, it means chutz lachomat beit pagi. Afo chutz lachomat azra kodesh. V'lo bein in al besamuch. Rabbi Shimon Melok Yisomer, afilo chutz lachomat azra lo kodesh. Why? Because you need al besamuch. So why would they re-argue the same machlokes here? More reasonable to say they're arguing here about Ratzafeka Mifluge. Nope. They did that too. Ba'anami apligi ba'chadazimna. Di'itma. Shvu'ash o'chal kikar zo hayom. And the whole day passed and he never gets around to eating it. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both agree that there's no malchus, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan amar ein alokam mishum davi elav shein bo ma'aseh. V'chol lav shein bo ma'aseh ein lokin alav. But mitam the problem of atrat safek, no problem. Shema atrat. Whereas Reb Shimon Melok says, no, you don't get malchus in that. You're right. But the reason you don't get malchus is mishum davele atrat safek. Atrat safek is lav shema atrat. But as far as the problem of being a lav shem bo maisa like this, lo kin alav. Okay, let's go back to the first pshat. Liyolam be'al b'sambo kamiflage. You're saying why argue twice? Because the context is totally different. Tzrifa. If legally in your chametz have a mean about who the kamar of Yochanan to lo bein in al besamuch, because the chametz is an iser. Kol echa de ite ite. Who cares whether it's next year? So it's conceptual. Avel in your makadish lechem. In okin amil akadish ala bifnim. Then maybe it would be made in leil rish lakish to bein in al besamuch de ite gavoy kadish lo lo kadish. Exactly the same way we find with the klishares. Therefore, I need to know that he argues even there. So then, namely, but as far as Chametz is concerned, since after all, it's only a conceptual idea of Yisr, therefore, Tzricha. Boy, b'nei Raboshim Rabbi Yami. Ein lo la shochet, v'yesh lechad b'nei chabura, ma'u. Oh, my life. It doesn't say lo tishkat al chemtzecha. It says lo tishkat al chametz, wherever the chametz is. Oh, my life. Okay, I feel the effort is so full on nami. Oh, my life. No, China doesn't count. Oh, my kro lo tishkat velo yalin. Lo tishkat al chametz, who? Hanek de kaimi alim ishim lo yalin. Oh, my papa hilka. Even the coin of Makhtira Tachelev, since he is betla lo yalin, he's over below Tazel, the Yeshua Bekal, Alanate Murim. Tanya Gavasi Rupapa, Hashokhet et HaPesach ala Chametz, over below Tazel. Eimatai? Bizman Shul LaShokhet, O LaZorek, O LeYachad Bibnei Chabura. But, Ayala Echad Besof Olam, Ein Zakuk Lo. VeYachad HaShokhet, VeYachad HaZorek, VeYachad HaMaktir Chaya. Aval HaMolek et HaOf B'Arba'asar, even if it's the correct time to bring it, let's say from Mechutz Kippurim, in over below Klum, and we'll see later on that that's because it's going Aliba the Rebbe. Ramini, you know me. Sorry, Ramini. I shorken it. I pesach ala chomet over below. Tase, Rebbe Yehuda Omer Afa Tomin Omer Lo 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 Omer Lo Pesach Bevat. Ematay Bizman Sheyesh Lo Shochet Ola Zorek Ola Echad Bimei Chabura. Ayal Echad Besof Alam Ein Azaku Klum. The Akada Shokhei Bech, Akada Zoreg Bech, Akada Molek, Akada Mazek, Chayav. Why? Of course, this will turn out to mean during Pesach. Aval HaKomet, Tabin Chayin over below Taseh, because it's not similar to Lo Tishkat. HaMaktira Taimurim Ein over below Taseh. Kasha Malika Malika Kasha Aktor Aktor. Below Taimer. Anyway, Tichel Chayi Gufa. First it says Mo'amur Ela Pesach, and then it says Akada Shokhei Bech, Akada Zoreg Bech, Akada Molek, Akada Mazek. Hello, Ava Rabbi Shimon. Malika Malika lo kashi kan barba asar kan befolo shomoy. Vide vide Rabbi Shimon. Nonetheless, akhtar akhtar namelo kashi. Ike, because it's a tanoi. Ike, the makish akhtar ala shkita. Ike, mind them lo makish. Whoa. They're trying to out-talk about that drill.